The Jones Center in Springdale is now well into its second decade. The 220,000-square-foot center opened in 1995, and each of the facility's amenities, like the Carver Ice Arena, have hosted thousands or tens of thousands in that time. Yesterday, the center marked another anniversary of sorts, a year since the new CEO, Ed Clifford, took that job. The Jones Center staff used the opportunity to have a casual State of the Center briefing inside the Jones Center.
A year ago, this was a place for kids to come and hang out. And now it's a place for lots of people, especially kids, to come and learn, to be fit.
That is Ed Clifford explaining the Jones Center's renewed commitment to activity, making sure patrons of all ages have options for movement and learning while they're inside the building. Programs launched in just the past year or on the drawing board to begin soon include everything from aqua to Zumba. Actually, there's an aqua Zumba class. Michael Kirk, the director of recreation at the Jones Center, told the meeting yesterday the center is adding several adult athletic leagues as well.
One of those is going to be a developmental hockey league for adults. We currently have an adult hockey league, but it leaves out kind of the old guys and the new guys. So the guys.
After the meeting, he explained that the hockey league, a league devoted to an indoor soccer type sport, and a possible adult volleyball league are all intended to provide recreational sports not already available in the city and to bring people into the building more often.
And so what we're trying to do is just to get people in here on a day-to-day basis, offer some leagues and programs that get them in here several times a week, you know. And so we're just trying to fill in the blanks of things that Springdale, mostly that Springdale Parks and Rec and Springdale Youth Center do not offer. Instead of trying to duplicate what they're doing, offer something else that they don't do.
One of the most noticeable recent changes at the Jones Center is the implementation of fees. For years, the pool and the ice rink had been free, but rising costs of operation were one reason that admission charges of $3 for a day's use of the pool and $5 for a session on the ice were established. The center established an annual membership option last October as well. In 10 months, more than 1,800 memberships have been sold, and more than a sixth of those are scholarship memberships paid for through grant money. During his opening comments yesterday, CEO Ed Clifford said there's a reason the Jones Center has to think about money.
You all know that when we walk in the morning and turn on the lights, it's $10,000 every day, no matter what. And sustainable is really important for this facility to be able to be as effective as it can be.
To make sure the center, which had 1 million visits in 2011, is sustainable, the center established a development council. Two fundraising events are on the near horizon, a golf tournament next month at the Springdale Country Club that should raise about $130,000 to support operations and programs at the center. In November, an event called Big Night will raise more money for the center. Mike Gilbert, the chief operating officer for the Jones Center, says maintaining a sustainable Jones Center is not viewed by the staff as a goal. He says it's a job they do to honor the dream set forth for the center by its founder, Burness Jones.
To figure out ways and provide opportunities for families to do things together and interact together so that they can stay together. And you know, broken families are a challenge in our communities throughout the United States. And having the opportunity for family recreation and family fun and family education is really critical to the success of our community, we think.
The Jones Center has also entered into partnerships that provide camps, classes, after-school activities, and mentoring. The Red Cross offers swimming lessons for children and adults, and Northwest Arkansas Community College has a presence at the center as well. Mike Gilbert, the COO, says during the past year, under Ed Clifford's leadership, the center has embraced several new concepts, and he says, stay tuned for more.
We say yes, we can until we're proven that we can't. And so, you know, we let things evolve based on what the community tells us they need and what the students tell us they need and what the families tell us they need. And so as things change, as the community changes and the atmosphere in Northwest Arkansas changes, so do the needs. And so we try to be understanding and have our ears open and listen to what the community and the students and the families are telling us they want and need and an amenity for the community. And we try to adjust to that the best we can.
To further those goals, the Jones Center is helping collaborate the first ever Spring Creek Arts Festival in late October. It's a festival celebrating student art in various media, including theater, visual art, three-dimensional art, and poetry. Mike Gilbert says the festival will generate funds from modest entry fees ranging from $5 to $15 that will then be turned into support for local arts agencies.
And what happens is that there's a group of students that have the ability to attend those programs, and then there's a group of students that really don't have the ability for one obstacle or another. And what we intend to do is to identify those students that don't have the opportunity to leverage themselves into a good summer program connected with the arts, and figure out a way to break down those barriers and get those kids into programs at Crystal Bridges and Walton Arts Center and Arts Center of the Ozarks that otherwise wouldn't have that opportunity.
The festival officially announced yesterday that Mazur, an internationally known muralist and artist from Ireland, will be sort of an artist in residence for the Spring Creek Arts Festival, and during his stay in the country will conduct an art class and create a mural on an exterior Jones Center wall. For CEO Ed Clifford, there are even bigger goals than just the ones inside the walls of the Jones Center. He wants to direct the developing energy at the Jones Center outward.
The trick for us now becomes to translate that two places. Number one, into the energy for downtown Springdale, and have downtown Springdale transform itself so that the environment around the Jones campus is very different. That was an objective that I had when I came down here. After talking with numerous groups after three or four months, I began to scratch my head and wasn't sure that could happen. About 3 months ago, it began to happen. There are a lot of people really excited about downtown Springdale and what it can be for all of Springdale and Northwest Arkansas. It can be the best downtown in Northwest Arkansas by far.
You can learn more about the Jones Center at jonescenter.net and more about the upcoming Spring Creek Arts Festival at springcreekfestival.com.